I'm Phil Nee with sports. Dodgeville scored a 13-0 win over Muscadet in Sunday League home talent baseball. The visiting Knights scored in all but one of the seven innings played on the way to improving to 3-0. Jordan Stanton went the distance to get the pitching win. He struck out eight, did not walk a batter, and yielded four Muscadet hits. Mason Atkins suffered the pitching loss. Matthew Cartwright came on in relief for Muscadet, and B.J. Hinkle finished the game on the mound as he got the final out in the seventh. Grant Bossert was 3-for-4 with a single, double, a triple, and a walk, and Jalen Rickard was 3-for-4 with two singles and a triple. Trenton Riddell and Sean Riley were both 2-for-4. Matthew Cartwright, Mason Atkins, Tyler Hatch, and Josh Cartwright all had hits for Muscadet. They fell to 0-3 in Sunday League action with a 13-0 seven-inning loss to Dodgeville. In other action yesterday, it was Blanchardville 7-5, edging Arena. Ridgeway 6, Wyota 5, Hollandale 2-0 over Scholesburg Benton. Belleville 10, Argyle 5, Verona 9-1 over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. Middleton was a winner over Reedsburg in the north, 3-2. Black Earth 4, Wisconsin Dells 3. Sauk Prairie got the win against Cazenovia 8-3. Cross Plains 4-3 over Plain. In the southeast section, Cambridge beat Footville 1-0, Utica 5-1 over Jefferson. And in the east, Waterloo 15-10 over Columbus, Montello 7, Cottage Grove 3, Monona over DeForest 19-0. Over the weekend, WIAA Tournament Girls Soccer and the River Valley soccer team is still going in the tournament after a 3-0 regional final win over Lodi on Saturday night. River Valley now advances to host Adams Friendship, which was a 5-5 tie against Assumption, and they turned that into a 4-1 shootout win to move on in the tournament. River Valley, the overall number one seed in the half sectional. The other part of the bracket, Regis McDonald Central Catholic takes on Somerset coming up on Thursday night as well, with the sectional championship being played at Oak Leaf Stadium in Altoona at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Elsewhere, it was Edgewood getting the win against Dodgeville Mineral Point 3-1 on Saturday, and Evansville edged Mount Horeb. That final was 3-2. The 98th WIAA State Golf Championships will be held today and tomorrow on the Meadows course at Black Wolf Run in Kohler, Wisconsin. Competition is underway for Divisions 1 Monday and at noon. Divisions 2 and 3 will play later today. Play resumes on Tuesday at 7 a.m. for Divisions 2 and 3 and at noon for Division 1. Tee time assignments were set up recently, and they're getting ready to tee it off today in all divisions, hoping that the weather will hold out for them. The competition features 16 teams and 24 individual qualifiers in Division 1 and 8 teams and 12 individuals in Divisions 2 and 3. Weather permitting, all competitors play 36 holes, including 18 holes each day. The lowest scores from the first day will have the later tee times coming up on Tuesday. WIAA State Track and Field Meet wrapped up on Saturday after a rain delay, and here's how some of the local and area athletes did. Tim Bailey of Riverdale, one of the top finishers, he finished second with a time of 11:12 in the boys' 100-meter dash. Clayton Lee of Ithaca finished 10th in the 1,600-meter run. Cameron Hogan of Boscobel was 15th in the boys' pole vault competition for Division 3. And Adric Egge of Kickapoo finished 8th in the 400-meter run. Adric was 9th in the individual preliminaries. And then Arlen Walter of Kickapoo Lafarge finished 12th and not in the running for the finals. The boys' 4x8 from Kickapoo Lafarge was 11th overall. Sam Miller, Landon Turgeson, Brecken Miller, and Arlen Walter. In the triple jump, Carter Emler, North Crawford, was 11th. Gavin Temling of North Crawford finished 8th in the shot put competition. And Alex Morga, North Crawford, 11th in the boys' discus throw. Malachi Fretz of Richland Center was 11th in the boys' 1,600-meter run, a time of 4:25.79. And Gabe Davis of Boscobel finished 10th in the 800-meter run for Division 3. And Tim Bailey was 2nd in the 200 for Riverdale in running on Saturday with a time of 21:99. Girls' state track results included in the girls' 800-meter run. Kaylee Peterson of Ithaca Weston finished fourth with a time of 2:17.38. Nora Gilson of Boscobel, seventh, 2:17.94 was her time. The girls' 4x1 relay team for Ithaca Weston in the preliminaries finished 11th on Friday. Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson anchor that for Ithaca Weston. In the girls' high jump results, Kaylee Miller of Ithaca Weston finished 11th on Friday, and Kaylee Carter of Riverdale was 11th in the pole vault competition Saturday morning. Aaliyah Kleesner, Boscobel, was 8th in the 1,600-meter run. Boscobel's 4x8 girls were second with a time of 9:43.54. Nora Gilson, Maddie Kinnett, Aubrey Seep, along with Aaliyah Kleesner. Kickaboo Lafarge with a 4x2 relay team that finished 6th. Jewel Kleinsaucer, also Ava Young, Morgan Wheatman, and Katie Rando. Danica Pauls of Richland Center was 11th in the pole vault competition. Katie Rando of Kickaboo Lafarge finished 16th in the preliminary on Friday. It was Aaliyah Kleesner of Boscobel taking 8th in the girls' 3,200-meter run. And Kickaboo Lafarge's 4x4 relay team was 6th. That team was made up of Katie Rando, Morgan Wheatman, Autumn Jacks, and Jaden Snagel. The WIAA softball state tournament will get underway this week at Goodman Diamond in Madison, and WIAA sectional boys baseball action starts on Tuesday. A home run with two men on base by rookie Jackson Cherio provided the difference in the Brewers' 6-3 win over the White Sox. Milwaukee's sweep of the three-game series extended the Sox losing streak to 11 straight games. Freddy Peralta started and earned his fourth pitching victory of the season, the first since April 30th. Gary Sanchez contributed a two-run single, and Kristen Yelich threw out the potential tying run at the plate as the Brewers won their fourth straight game. Kristen Yelich says the play of Willie Adames and William Contreras helped the team, and in fact, both were scheduled to have the day off yesterday, and they rallied to make the manager, Pat Murphy, keep him in the lineup.
That kind of shows you what this team's about. Guys don't want days off. Guys want to win. Guys want to be in there. You know, that doesn't happen everywhere, I promise you, especially Sunday day game. You know, you're not in the lineup. A lot of guys would be pretty excited about that, honestly, but not around here, not this year. Guys want to be out there. Guys want to be posting for the boys and making sure that, you know, we do everything we can to win.
That's Kristen Yelich, and Freddy Peralta's goal was to go long enough to get the win.
Very important for me. After that first inning, I looked back, I knew how many pitches I made in that inning, and I knew the situation. You know, after that, I just asked myself to finish four more. After that, I knew that I'm going to be fine. I know the team is doing great. Our offense and defense been very good, so I knew that something good was coming after that.
Manager Pat Murphy talked about players wanting to play instead of having a day off.
It's good things. We're under construction. We're a work in progress for sure. You know, look at the number of pitchers that have saved a game. Look at the number of pitchers that have started a game. You know, we're a work in progress. You know, guys are getting comfortable in their roles, and we've battled some injuries and gotten through it for the most part, and we'll battle again. I mean, we're set up now to understand how the season's going to be. It's not going to be easy.
The Brewers start a three-game set in Philadelphia tonight. Elsewhere in baseball, Washington 5-2 over Cleveland. Atlanta beat Oakland 3-1. Texas 6, Miami nothing. Toronto over Pittsburgh 5-4. Kansas City 4, San Diego 3. The Yankees 7-5 over San Francisco. In the National League, Arizona 5-4 over the Mets. Cincinnati 5 and the Cubs 2. Dodgers 4-0 over Colorado. St. Louis beat Philadelphia 5-4. In the American League, Minnesota 4, Houston 3, Tampa Bay 4-3 over Baltimore, Detroit 8, Boston 4, Seattle 5-1 over the Angels. From the NHL playoffs, Edmonton 2-1 over Dallas. Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo has announced he will play for Greece in the pre-Olympic basketball tournament. Giannis was sidelined April 9th and missed the postseason in Milwaukee. News about his recovery has been limited, but insiders now are saying the two-time MVP wouldn't have been able to go in the second round either. The team from Greece will be trying to qualify for the Olympics with games between July 2nd and 7th. Giannis's native country hasn't qualified for the Olympics in 16 years. years. And the Packers' decision to release veteran linebacker Devondre Campbell has provided the team with an extra $10.5 million in salary cap space. Campbell had 3 years left on his contract when he was set free last March. That decision allowed the team to spread Campbell's dead cap hit over two seasons instead of just one. The website overthecap.com reports Green Bay now has more than $30 million in available cap space, the seventh most in the NFL. I'm Phil Nee with sports.